Welcome to the Automated Daily, Hacker News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 18th, 2024, and I'm your host, Trend Teller. In today's episode, we'll dive into a variety of intriguing topics from the latest in technology and science to unique historical discoveries. Stay tuned as we explore these fascinating stories, and remember, you can find links to all the stories mentioned today in the episode notes. First up, let's talk about the fascinating world of birds. A recent article delved into the biology of feathers, which have played a crucial role in the evolution and success of avian species. Notably, feathers have enabled remarkable feats such as the non-stop long-distance migrations of the bar-tailed godwit. The piece also explored the evolutionary origins of feathers, their aerodynamic properties, and how they've inspired technological innovations. Switching gears to technology, there's an exciting project on GitHub called ShortStack. This project involves creating the world's smallest functional scale model of the Nintendo Wii console. By using a trimmed motherboard and custom PCBs, the team has managed to design a compact modular console that supports HDMI, Bluetooth, and USB-C. This innovative build is a collaboration within the BitBuilt community and is a testament to the creative possibilities in modern engineering. In the realm of global connectivity, the seafaring industry plays a pivotal role. A recent story highlighted the crew of the Ocean Link, a cable maintenance ship, and their efforts to repair underwater cables that facilitate internet connectivity worldwide. This story not only sheds light on the challenges faced by these crews, but also emphasizes the critical importance of maintaining our global communication infrastructure. On the scientific front, Volta Labs has introduced a groundbreaking benchtop system that uses electrowetting technology to automate sample preparation for genomics. This system is designed to increase efficiency and reduce costs in laboratories, potentially revolutionizing genomics research by making advanced sequencing technologies more accessible. In the job market, Keeper, a tax filing software company, is seeking a full-stack engineer. This role focuses on developing features for freelancers, like including income tracking and quarterly taxes, and requires proficiency in React, Node, and SQL. It's a great opportunity for developers looking to impact the financial tech sector. Network performance is set to improve with OpenBSD's new implementation of parallel raw IP input. This enhancement allows for faster packet processing and better utilization of multiple cores, marking a significant step forward in network efficiency. From the field of material science, researchers at Linköping University have created a single atom layer of gold, known as golden. This new material has potential applications in environmental and energy sectors, such as carbon dioxide conversion and hydrogen production. In web design, a blog post recently addressed the common challenges and mistakes in centering elements. The post provides valuable insights and solutions for designers and developers aiming to enhance user interface aesthetics through better alignment techniques. Discussing theoretical physics, a blog post titled Causality, Interaction, and Complexity explores the limitations of atomic causal models in chaotic systems and suggests new approaches to understanding such complex interactions. The development of conversational AI is advancing with projects like Nero, a conversational agent being enhanced using Elixir. This project aims to improve the responsiveness and reliability of AI-driven conversational systems. UNSU's Trustworthy Systems team is working on Lions OS, a secure operating system based on the SL4 kernel, designed to support developers in cyber-physical and IoT domains. This project emphasizes simplicity and security, aiming to prove the correct implementation of its components. A unique, historical project involved building a computer out of dominoes to demonstrate basic computing principles. This educational initiative was part of the Manchester Science Festival and highlighted the fundamental concepts of logic gates and binary calculations. In a significant scientific breakthrough, researchers have unraveled the mystery behind the moon's lopsided geology, discovering that a dense layer of titanium-rich material played a key role in shaping its unique surface features. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has taken action against BloomTech for misleading students about the costs and benefits of their educational programs, highlighting the need for transparency in educational finance. Japan's supercomputer Fugaku is now accessible on AWS Cloud, expanding its potential for global research and application in fields like drug discovery and economic forecasting. For developers interested in AI, an article discussed the use of embeddings in app development, particularly for enhancing search and recommendation systems using vector embeddings. A treasure recovery project is underway in Colombia, where a crew plans to extract valuable artifacts from the San Jose Galleon, a shipwreck containing billions of dollars worth of treasure. A personal story recounted a family's recovery from a severe car accident, emphasizing the long-term impacts and challenges of traumatic brain injuries. The production of matzo by Streitz for Passover was highlighted, discussing the traditional and symbolic aspects of this essential holiday food. A Reddit user's discovery of an ancient jaw in travertine flooring sparked discussions about the presence of fossils in decorative stones and the implications for archaeological research. The Seek project's journey in AI development was explored, reflecting on its vast knowledge base and the evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. The history of the war on beepers before the smartphone era was discussed, revealing societal reactions to new technologies and their perceived implications. Boston Dynamics introduced a new fully electric version of their Atlas robot, designed for real-world applications and enhanced performance. The concept of flying aircraft carriers was examined, both in historical contexts and fictional portrayals, illustrating their intriguing role in both reality and popular culture. Finally, LibZev, a cross-platform event loop library written in Zig, was introduced, offering promising features for developers working with non-blocking I/O and event-driven programming. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily, Hacker News Edition. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you found today's topics enlightening and engaging. Don't forget to check out the episode notes for links to the full stories. Join us again tomorrow for more insights and discussions. Until then, keep curious and stay informed.